Welcome to Central Thoughts, a podcast from Central Baptist Church in Daytona Beach, Florida. Here is Pastor Sonny Gallman.
Hello there. This is Sonny Gallman with Podcast 4 of Central Thoughts, a podcast that's based out of Central Baptist Church in Daytona Beach. Glad that you've joined us for this particular episode. I want to start at the very beginning and let the folks from Central that'll be listening to this know that we do have a podcast that is active once again. We had one about a year and a half ago that kind of got sidelined by COVID, but we are back up and running again. And so we're glad that everybody has joined us today. You can find our episodes on Apple or on the church website or any of the places that you might listen to a podcast. I want to take a minute today and talk about something new that we have in store for Central's weekly schedule. Long time ago, back before the pandemic, we had our Wednesday night program that had dinner on Wednesday night. We had activities for youth. We had Bible study for adults, which all happened in Adams Hall. And we were waning in our attendance on Wednesday nights, and the staff had noticed that that had been an ongoing issue for us. And so we wanted to think through some things that we might be able to do to spice up our Wednesday night program. And in the process of talking with Steve Loxman and Lori Moran and myself, we identified one of the areas of growth for the church. And I was particularly moved when I started going to the AA group that meets on Monday night, the Aloha group, to listen to all of the folks that are on these amazing journeys of recovery and how many of them had important times of healing that had helped them to move through a particular place where they had been stuck in their journey, in their spiritual journey. And I thought to myself, we need to do something that helps our church to be connected to these folks, not only as a way of providing a space where healing can happen in a more spiritual setting. That may not be the best word, but that's what comes to mind, but also for our church folks to be exposed to people who are really working and struggling in their spiritual journey, to see the good work that takes place in the AA groups, but also to open our own church folks up to different relationships than they might have been exposed to in the past. And so out of our conversations about Wednesday night and out of our conversations about ways that we could help people that are in recovery groups take the next steps toward spiritual healing in their lives, the idea of connections was born. Connections is what we're calling a gathering that's going to take place after the first of the year. We are hoping right now to use the last 3 weeks of January, last three Wednesdays of January, as sort of a laboratory to try out a couple of different formats that we have been working through and imagining for connections to take place. And we're hoping to kick it off in February. All of this, of course, depends on where we are in the surge in the pandemic and what all is taking place. But our plan right now is to take the first 3 weeks and just have limited access, maybe 25 people or less, to experience what we're hoping connections will be like, and to think out and get some feedback on ways that we can make it better, and then to start it in February. But what we're hoping to do with connections is, over the course of a meal, over the course of some time for meditation, over the course of hearing a story or a short reflection, and then some talk around the tables, provide a space where people who are dealing with different issues in their lives, where the struggles that they've been having in their spiritual journey might intersect with a theme that we have for the story and the reflection and the meditation that we're going to go through in a way that is intimate and yet transformative for the people who are involved. So imagine you're sitting at a table, and as you gather for connections on a Wednesday night at 5:30, what we're going to do is provide a meal towards the very beginning. We'll have some welcome, and we'll have a song that we'll sing that will help us to sort of get into the mood of a sacred space. And those who are there on Wednesday nights that are our children and youth that will go to our children and youth programs, they'll be able to go there to Shine and to youth group. Those who really miss our Bible studies, they can go and participate in the Bible study that we'll have in a different room. But those who are open to what we're hoping to do with connection will stay in Adams Hall after the meal, and they'll have a time of meditation that will be guided by Lori and some other musicians that we hope to bring on board. And after that time of meditation, we'll have a story that will be told. It'll either be me or maybe Rose or maybe a couple other folks that might come into our orbit of connections that would like to share a story around a theme. And then we'll have a chance to talk about what we've heard in that story for a few minutes with the folks that are sitting at the table with us, the people that we have shared a meal with. And after that time of meditation, we'll have a chance for reflection with the larger group, things that maybe have touched us or that we've been connected to. So I hope that that makes a little bit of sense to you about what we're hoping will happen with connections. You might ask, well, who would be interested in that? We know that one group of people that is doing the hard work of spirituality and healing is the group that's in our recovery groups that meet at the church. There may also be some folks that you are connected to that need to have some healing in their lives and might benefit from a chance to share with folks around the table some of the challenges and find that there are some places of connection and intersection with their story and with the story of others. We also think it might be beneficial for folks that are going through counseling and might have experienced hurt from the church or from their family or people who are stuck in various places. We think they might benefit from this as well. For connections to succeed, this is something very different than what we have done before at Central Baptist Church. And so we'll need to lose our expectations that Wednesday night will look like what it used to look like for the church. We'll need to lose our sense to couch our spirituality in religious language, and instead allow for people who are on a journey to use their language to talk about their faith, to talk about what is going on in their spiritual lives. And that may look different than the Christian words that you and I are used to using. It's going to be a journey for me and a discipline for me to learn that new way of speaking, but I think it's one that's worthwhile, because the goal for those who are in the service is to bring healing, allow them to move from whatever has them stuck or struggling to move forward in their spiritual journey, their connection to the divine and to the people that are around them, to help them to move that next step forward and then to take the next step forward and to continue on that journey and draw them closer and closer into the presence of God. but to also find ourselves moving further along that journey as well. So you'd have to be open to that and willing to participate in that and to know that there are times where people may be really open about what's going on in their lives, and there may be times where they're really closed off to it because we may have struck a chord with the story or with something that was said that has the potential to be helpful, but they're not ready to deal with that yet. It also will require of our folks a willingness to sort of turn our gaze from inward in the church and the condition of the church and our own spiritual journey, and to sort of give that a 180-degree turn and look outwards to see what is going on in the community and how we can be a healing presence. That's all I want to share with you about connections right now. Each week, we're hoping to sort of unpack that even further. And I hope that you'll want to be a part of that. We hope that the people of Central are engaged in that process and choose to be a part of it. So it's something for us to all be committed to and something for us all to be praying for, that it can be successful. I do know that there are lots of people in the world who are in need of healing in their lives. And if we can do it in a way that is meaningful and open and ready for them, I think it can be a very important thing that we're doing on Wednesday nights. So I hope you'll be a part of it. We'll talk to you soon. God bless you, and thank you for listening in to Central Thoughts.
Thank you for listening to Central Thoughts, a podcast from Central Baptist Church.